Warning, warning, warning. If you have young kids in the car, turn down your radio. Warning, repeat, warning. Adult content ahead in 3, 2, 1. 107.5 KZL, the number one hit music station.
Mancus or Matt, if we can go ahead and get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone, I think
good idea.
We need some major explaining.
All right.
Things that you and I cannot do alone. So apparently, North Carolina is the only state where no doesn't mean no when it comes to a sexual act.
The sexy time.
Yeah. A court case ruled women are not allowed, they cannot back out of, I'm not going to call it sexy time because it's not consensual at this point.
Well, it starts,
it
starts
consensual,
but then when the woman says no, it's no longer consensual. And according to the articles that we're reading and the law,
right,
men are allowed legally to continue the act.
I think men and women are.
Okay, men and women.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I saw every story said men,
yeah,
but
men.
It's probably because that's the more likely scenario.
So let's just say a man and a woman, they decide that they want to do the do. And then halfway through the consensual act, the woman says, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. Legally, in North Carolina, the man is allowed to finish.
Yeah, and keep going.
Yeah.
And it's just
crazy.
Like the email you had where the guy basically, the girl stopped and got on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
If he continued, that would be legal, even if she's like, no.
Right.
Right.
No.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Please explain this.
This is crazy, right?
Yes.
We are the only state, and Senator Jeff Jackson has introduced a bill now twice to try to change this law. And believe it or not, it is being opposed. Right now, they've killed it in committee. And hopefully, you know, he thinks it'll eventually get changed. But there was a lot of notoriety brought to this issue last year. A young woman at Fort Bragg, 19-year-old, initially consented to have sex with a young man. And he began pulling out her hair and became really, really violent. And she was screaming, no, no, stop. And he continued. And she tried to press charges. And she learned. And, you know, got out in the press. That apparently it ended up being pretty brutal. And she found out she can't press charges because initially she had consented before he became violent.
What is the rationale on the other side saying, no, this is a good law?
Like, well, you know, North Carolina has a bunch of antiquated laws with regard to sexual conduct or misconduct. And this is just one of them that's still there. And I think a long, long time ago, you know, where these laws originated, women were really second-class citizens and were treated as property.
Right.
And I think the idea was that, you know, that it might be hard to tell, you know, or I guess that the man had the right. You know, once you got him to a certain point, he had the right to finish.
Yeah, but why are they opposing today?
Yeah, like what is their argument?
Conservative politicians have, there's a blog that's been going around that a lot of the conservative politicians in North Carolina subscribe to, and they get a lot of their guidance from. And they called it a quote-unquote women's bill, and they oppose women's bills. And, you know, that's kind of the level at which I used to do some lobbying in the North Carolina legislature, and it is so backwards there still. I mean, you would not believe that that's what we're dealing with, is these, you know, people sitting around saying this is a women's bill, so let's kill it.
It's
unbelievable.
It's hard to imagine, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you are, whether Republican or Democrat, that you could argue opposing.
I don't get it.
That's
at all. You're like, it's okay to finish.
Yeah, it doesn't, from what Lisa is, the way she's explaining, correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't matter what the issue is. They're just voting against the other side.
Well,
is that right, Lisa?
No, well, that's stupid. That's true, that's stupid.
That's how it seemed to me.
You know, politics in North Carolina is still, there's some real knuckle-dragging stuff going on in the North Carolina legislature. And, you know, they basically, you know, if a bill gets identified as women's, you know, rights kind of stuff, then there's a huge conservative faction there that's going to kill anything that they see as a women's rights bill.
Yeah, my thought
and
is, it should be either side. Right. I mean, women or men, I know it's rare for women to keep going, but it could happen.
Sure.
Women could rape a guy. I think in general, if anybody, man or women, says no at that point, then it needs to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that the fact, you know, I really hate that the world is always like, it's got to be Democratic,
right,
or it's got to be
too.
Republican, because why can't we decide on each issue for its own? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, like you just take away the R and the D and just say, what do you think about this? And you just look at the facts. And I think majority of people would say, oh, this is a bad law.
Yeah.
Let's change this right away.
It shouldn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. And Senator Jeff Jackson is hoping to bring enough attention to this bill. And it's killed, I think, now in committee. But I think he's going to reintroduce it. It'll be the third time he's had to introduce it.
Interesting.
That's insane.
Very interesting.
I know that the monsters exist. But can you, I don't really know, and I'm thankful that I don't, anybody in my life who would say, yeah, I kept going, even though she said no. It's like, what is the turn on there?
No.
This person does not want to have sex with you.
Well, they did.
Exactly.
And they stopped in the middle.
But then they don't.
When this comes up, it's not a matter of the woman just kind of going, la-da-da-da-da, changed my mind. Every time, every case I've read about this, it's where the person, it's usually like, I think, a first-time encounter. There actually have been some situations where it was a marital situation and there was an estranged couple and they tried to reconnect and it turned violent. But in every one of these situations, it's almost always like a first-time sexual encounter, and the woman doesn't realize that the man is so violent. And it's not like she just goes, oh, I changed my mind about intercourse. It is because he has become extremely violent.
I can see that.
That's the awful part of it.
Can you at least press charges on assault if he's becoming violent? I mean, maybe not the rape part, but the assault part, because you're getting your hair pulled out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like in the lady at the Fort Bragg situation, there was really nothing. I mean, theoretically, there should be some other charges that you can file. But, you know, rough sex, unfortunately, even with hair pulling and whatever, I think the perpetrator could point to this law and say, you know what, it was part of the sexual act and you can't charge me with that.
Wow.
So
I can see where there's gray in there. I mean,
no
not,
charges are pressed.
Yeah. And we're talking to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. There's a law in North Carolina, the only one in the country, that says once you start sexy time consensual, if the woman or man, but typically the woman says, no, I don't like the way this is going, the man legally can complete the act.
And how do you feel good about yourself?
I don't know.
You can't. But Katie, let me,
yeah.
You, for different reasons, I hope it's okay to share, but for two different guys, you stopped in the middle.
Yeah, but that's just because the Catholic guilt, you know? And when Lisa said, you know, the first time encounter, that was my very first encounter, was with a guy, God rest his soul, he's no longer with us. Not for that reason.
I was
going to
say, it was that bad.
No, it was years later.
Okay.
No, it's terrible. Why am I laughing?
It's terrible.
But it was like the first time encounter, and I was like, yeah, you know, I definitely wanted to. And then when we started, I was like, oh, no, I feel guilty.
Can I give some advice to women?
Okay.
Once you start, you might as well say, I can't. It's already happened. The guilt is there. I don't think it's going to be more guilty because you continue.
I don't like that message one bit, Jason.
But you already did it.
You always get to say no when you don't want.
I agree.
No,
yeah.
She's not. He's
That's
not saying
not
like
I'm
if
saying.
The guy
yeah.
does something
Let's
weird.
Be clear. Yeah. I did not say
the
that.
Guilt. The guilt. You mean my guilt?
Yeah.
She put you in a corner, boy.
I did. That's how I heard it. That's
okay.
What, that's what I thought
no,
you meant.
No, what I'm saying is you're talking about you feel guilty. That's why you stopped. I'm sorry. You're going to feel the same guilt either way.
I don't. Excuse me. That's just what happens. The Catholic guilt is real, and it came out, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
And then 10 years later, another guy, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who that one was.
I know who it is. Oh, hold on. We're going to turn the mic off for a second. Yeah, how do I know this stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
You just changed your mind.
Yeah, I just changed my mind. I was like, I don't want
to. He was like, all right.
Yeah, no guy was ever like, I'm going to continue because I have a right to. No.
If you change your mind because you just don't want to do it, that's one thing. But as far as the guilt thing is, you're going to be just as guilty. You're going to feel just as guilty either
way. I know. And you know what I learned, too, is that I have to count them.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You still have to count them.
You got to count them anyway.
So I might as well. Yeah. I don't know. I'm grateful that the guys that I did that with were like respectful.
Well,
and
of course.
Decided that we didn't, you know.
Well, my thought is beyond respectful, if any girl says no, that is a complete like
turn off.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna,
that's what I would think.
Well, it's even a turn off for me. Like, let's just say, for example, if my wife Kelly's like, hey, this is, I'm really tired. Let's just do a quickie. I'd just rather not. Because it's they're not going to be as into
you just
it.
You feel
and
like
I'm
she
not.
Thinks
I,
you're
I feel,
obligated.
And I feel selfish, like I'm using her. Like, I want it to be a complete
moment.
Believe it or not, guys will do that. I mean, we're like, oh, I'd rather, you know.
If a girl says, I'll do it for you, just get it over with.
No, thanks.
No. Right.
No, thank you.
I'm totally with
That's like
with
ripping
you.
A Band-Aid off just to get it over with. And you're like, was this painful for you? No, thank you.
I'm totally with you. And I just think that you must feel like a monster.
You have
if
to.
You're, or maybe you don't. maybe you're just like kind of messed up in
I
the
guess
head.
If you continue.
If you continue.
Now, we do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. Boy, the airlines can't get it right, it seems like.
Mm-mm.
I know they do thousands and thousands of flights, and there's millions of passengers, and so there's a small percentage of things go wrong. But there's a puppy that died on a United flight. Here's the girl who had the puppy talking about what happened.
We were going to put him under the seat, and then the flight attendants came. She said, you have to put him up there because it's going to block the path. And we're like, it's a dog, it's a dog. And she's like, it doesn't matter, you still have to put it up there. And she just she helped her put it up, and she just closed it like it was a baggage. She took him out and opened the thing, and then she got the dog, and he was dead.
Poor girl. So the dog was in the overhead terrible. Compartment, and the
yeah.
dog suffocated. Well, we think suffocated and died, or died of some cause.
Terrible.
I mean, what is the recourse here? Because apparently that does happen sometimes, put dogs up there. I don't know.
It's against airline regulations to put a dog in the overhead compartment. And it's not clear what the facts were about the container that the dog was in. It was in a crate. And what is supposed to happen, if you bring a crate, a dog onto the airline, it's supposed to be a small enough crate that'll fit under the seat in front of you, which, that space is pretty small. And so, what are they supposed to do if somebody comes on with a bigger crate? This poor lady had a little girl, I think about 5 or 6 years old, and an infant also traveling with her.
Oh, jeez.
And so she really had her hands full, and it's a really sad situation. But under no circumstances should the dog have been put in that overhead compartment because there's no air circulation up there. And apparently, people who sat around in the area said that the dog at first was upset and crying and all of a sudden got eerily quiet, and people kind of had a bad feeling about it. But the infant was fussy, and so the woman was really paying attention to the infant and didn't go back and check on the dog, the passenger. But the sad thing here, even though the airline did something wrong in putting the dog up there, a dog, even though the dog has all this emotional value to the owner, the value, the recourse, is just the cost, the value in cash of the dog.
There's no pain and suffering?
No pain and suffering. And that's the same. That is true in not just in the air, but on the land. If somebody kills your dog, and you go after them for it, what the value of that is just what the dog is worth. If it's a mutt, it might be worth nothing, $50 or something. If it's a breed, and you paid $2,000 for it, then that's what it's worth.
Oh my
God. And that's all you
get. That's crazy.
I would think that it's an in traffic accidents, maybe not traffic accidents, but if somebody gets killed, let's say, in the world that's mm-hmm. close to you by negligence, can't you sue for pain and suffering or anything like that for a human?
If it's a person, you can. Like, if you're driving along and your wife, you're in a car accident and you see your wife die in the car beside you, then yes, you absolutely have emotional distress damages from that. Even if you weren't physically harmed, that emotional distress, but that does not extend to pets.
What?
Wow.
Some pets
that's
are
crazy.
Like
yeah.
Humans.
Service animals or emotional support.
Like, if you don't ever see people that don't have kids with their pets, they become their kids.
Yes.
The emotional attachment is there. That's like, I've seen people be depressed after animals pass away.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Here is a lady that was on the United flight when they saw the dog go in the overhead compartment that kind of felt like, I should do something. But she's like, it's none of my business. But now she feels really bad.
And it's horrible now because now I'm thinking about hearing that dog and not knowing that it was needing help.
Wow.
But you see, when I hear about the dog being put in, thank goodness I didn't travel with a dog on a plane like this, but when I heard about the dog being put in an overhead bin, I just never pictured them being airtight and no oxygen up there. I mean, it's like, are they sealed with airtight? Because air gets in small little spaces pretty mm-hmm. easily. I mean,
I guess
that's
not
why
circulating.
I'm shocked that it was like the dog couldn't breathe and that's why the dog passed away. Is that what the case is?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like being locked in a refrigerator. You can't breathe in there and you suffocate.
Wow.
Man.
Well, not to be depressing, but it seemed like the airlines, they're having trouble. Well, in a lighter note, there was another lady on another flight that was flying with her dog, and then they sent her dog, she was going to like California, and they sent her dog to Japan by
Whoops.
Accident.
It's not that lighter.
Yeah.
Your dog goes to Japan.
The dog's alive.
Yeah.
The
it's
dog's
true,
alive.
Get back.
And they're going to fly the dog back first class, which I think that's overkill.
Yeah, come on.
The dog's not going to know it's first class.
Hey, I think that's
give it,
nice,
give it
though.
A
yeah.
But
that's right.
Right, exactly. But at least it sounds good. Our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Ever injured on the job, contact her right away. Don't wait. It's at 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. You'll see her face all over our website. She has offices all over the state of North Carolina.